Blog Talk Radio.
Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. You make me wanna Hershey's kiss your licorice. Every time I see your lips, it makes me think of honey coated chocolate. Your kisses are worth more than gold to me. I'll be your almond joy, you'll be my sugar daddy. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin.
Welcome Black to the show, y'all. Sorry about that. We had a little issue up in here. Let's get Miss Curly back up in the building.
I'm here.
Miss Curly, let's get our brother up in here. Give me 1 second, y'all.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Let me test my phone out. Echo, echo.
No
okay.
more echo.
Yeah. That was tremendous. It's been a great night of poetry. We just could not let it stop, y'all. Hey, the devil is a lie.
All right.
I'm sorry, I'm texting. All right. Now, where were we? We just got done with rain. Am I correct?
Yeah. She rained all over us, too.
Yeah, she got the equipment all wet up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yes, she did. She still ain't found my little yeah. book, though. A little upset right now.
Yeah.
Somebody told me not to get rid of that thing.
Yeah, somebody let Child Bella know that we are back in for her to call her behind back up in here because I want to hear her voice tonight. Once again, right yeah. here, you're at the Soul Cafe, and we're honoring our beloved La Perla Negra by saluting her with the readings of her works on tonight. It's been a beautiful night so far. Everyone has delivered her some saucy, some very lovely and tasty, delectable goods. It's been beautiful, man. My palate is just wet with the goodness of her poetry. And so we're going to continue on. If you want to get up in here, press 1 on your handset, on your phone. If you got a rock in your hand, draw number 1 on it, press it, and we will get you up in here. I'm trying to tell you. Wow, we got a lot of hands raised. And I'm just going to go from the top. All righty then. Let's go here. Hello, who do we have on the line?
Hello, it's Ms. VIP.
Well, hello, sweet darling.
This is VIP.
Hello, sugar.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie. Hey,
pumpkin pie.
Hey.
My goodness.
Hello, queen.
Wow. Hello. How are you, dear?
I'm lovely, darling. Mm-hmm. It's great, so great to hear your voice on this illustrious night of poetry.
Yes, and congratulations to my diva.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. She is just so giddy, isn't she? Listen to her. It's been wonderful, Ms. VIP. You know, I'm not sure if you've been listening. I was cracking up. I'm going to be honest with you. I was cracking up because I heard you two gathering together. She called herself rescuing you, and both of y'all got banged on.
Yeah. And it was like a domino effect, though. Everybody started getting banged.
It didn't. Everybody got banged, so I'm sorry for laughing, Block Talk. Yeah. It was beautiful. Well,
it was a block party.
It sure was. So we're going to do it like this. Ms. VIP, how you feeling tonight?
I'm fine.
That's beautiful. I know you have a piece that you would love to deliver. You've been holding on to that piece for quite some time. I'm very interested in hearing it. I can't wait because I know that you have put that special sauce in that thing there. I know it was beautifully written. So I know that you're going to do some just, okay? And I can't wait to hear it, darling. Are you ready to do that? I'm going to say to you, my love, my sweet darling, that the mic is yours.
Thank you. He knew that she loved him. But he also knew she'd been through some things, so he understood her response to when he asked for just some time was, "Don't come to me if only a piece of me is what you seek." Because she knows the sun is in her fingertips. So she tells him, "You are in the presence of the universe when in my company. So be absolutely sure that this is the kind of love you want in your life. And if you want to give me something, give me you, all of you. Show me your hidden characteristic traits you deem flawed. so that I can show you how I see the perfection in them, in you, through my heart. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder after all. We've been through some things, so give me the chance to show you how truly beautiful you are. See, our souls have been together, watching, so you get my trust first. Because I don't want you to run from me. I really don't want you to run. I don't want you to run from me. I want you to run to me. I want you to run with me. Trust me. Anything to fear, I've already stripped down. Because I loved you before wind knocked on windows and whispered in the ears of leaves. So shower in my understanding and know that it is safe for you to be completely naked with me. Trust me. And let's take this walk to the end of forever. This piece is by La Perla Negra.
Wow. Yo, I'm so happy right now. I am so happy right now. You don't even know, baby girl. You just won me $2. You just won me $2, baby. You know, Poetic had bet me that she, he had bet me that she was going to be the one that would mess up her piece, and I said that he was wrong. And you just won me just $2, baby. Baby.
Wow.
I did bobble on the line, but that's all right. That's all right.
Yeah, no, you didn't bobble it.
Okay.
You did good, girl.
It's
you
okay.
won me $2. I don't even know where Poetic is right now. But that was great,
listen,
baby.
Listen to your anyway.
Too fake.
No.
I called too
no.
fake, bro.
No.
I did.
No way. I've been called.
I called too
fake.
But it's too late. I called too fake.
Toothache don't exist. Ain't no tooth fairies around here. Toothache don't exist.
You cannot tell me that.
In the beginning of the show, he did.
That expired. That was a whole different show. Y'all got hanging up on this. This is a new show. I called Toothache.
I tried,
man.
So, Toothache
don't work. Toothache don't work either because that was the last show, too. Try again.
Dude. I just called it. So listen, Ms. VIP, we have a guest, y'all. Y'all behave yourselves. Ms. VIP. My darling,
yes.
That was beautiful. Yes. You know it was. You have to excuse these two. They really get out of hand sometimes. But that was a beautifully read piece. I was so, so happy to hear that. And you delivered it so well. It almost was like if it was your own baby. So once again, like I said earlier, I salute the writer, and I also salute the performer of that piece. You did great. Poetic.
Well, thank you.
You definitely did a great job. There was no bet. He's going to pay himself the $2 because he bet himself.
Not fibbing.
But he's so happy because this is a very sappy piece. And those last few lines sealed the sappiness for me. The Perla Negra, this was a beautiful piece, very well written. And Ms. VIP, what a job you did with it. Magnificent, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you, Sugar.
You're welcome.
Diva. Girl, you know what? I made an excellent judgment call in assigning the pieces that I did to all of y'all because you made this your own. Just like everybody else, you did a beautiful, beautiful job, and I'm so glad that I gave this piece to you to read because it's yours. It sounds like you. And you did that. An amazing job. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For real.
Yes. Once again, that was beautiful. It was definitely beautiful. Let me just ask you this before you go. Did you study that piece before you spit it? Did you go over it, you know, those type things?
This time, I can only say I read it like twice because I already knew what vein it was in, so I was instantly ready. So I didn't require any rehearsal on this one because I knew what kind of piece it was, so I was ready for it.
Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, isn't it? And there's nothing wrong with rehearsing or anything of that nature either. I was just curious.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I was just curious. Yeah. So, well, thank you, Ms. VIP. That was beautiful, darling. We're going to sit you back there on the chair of No Connection, okay?
Of No Connection, okay.
Yes, no, it's connected. It's not connected. The honoree supposed to had named the chair, but, you know, neglection took place.
Oh. How about we name it the chair of serene sound? There you go. I know.
Wait a minute. What was it again? The name of what?
The chair is serene sound.
Serene sound?
Yeah, sound. What you hear?
Yeah. Okay, cool. I just couldn't hear you. You know, you have to turn your volume up. Okay. Well, Ms. VIP. You sit your sensuous, sexy, presumptuous, the last word I made up, self into the chair of whatever sound that is,
right.
Make the chair squeak.
Right.
Baby.
One love,
yeah. Sugar. All right. Where's Ms. VIP at? Alrighty then, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss VIP with a lovely piece of La Perla Negra's work. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, is the one and only Mi Bella. Bella, welcome to the Soul Cafe.
Hi, Will.
Hi, darling.
Hi, you're kind of low. Hi, sweetie. You really, really low. I can barely hear you.
How about now? Can you hear me clearly now? Perfect.
We can hear you
perfect.
Now, Bella.
Yeah.
How are you, darling?
I'm wonderful, thank you. I came here to honor La Bella.
Oh, I wish I'd have known I'd have gave you a piece, sweetie. I'm so sorry.
You should be sorry.
You have given. She has given me more than that. Actually, what I'm going to share to you, La Perla, and to everyone else, came from your words. And remember, I usually listen to your morning blog, the live podcast on Facebook. So I got the words there, and I got a gold ribbon for this. And thank you very much, La Perla.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay.
That's right. That's what That's beautiful, Bella. That's beautiful. So, Bella, my brother's here as well. Poetic is in the building as well.
How you doing,
darling? Hello, Poetic. I'm wonderful.
How are
Thank you?
You
very much for asking. I'm good. Chilling like a villain.
Hey,
oh,
love
see, I love
baby. Yes, like, that's it. Well, Bella, it's great to hear from you. Great to hear your voice on this night of lovely poetry. Are you ready to present that piece that you have?
Yes, thank you very much. And
yeah.
I named this piece Harlequin because for me, La Perla is Harlequin, beautiful colors. So I thought I was a broken Crayola. I love you, La Perla.
Mm-hmm.
No longer useful for an aura in the sky. No longer the universe in your hands. But just like La Perla's verse that brushed my ebbing heart, took a lump from my throat, made me breathe from the first tear, like a newborn child gasping for first breath, breathing away from aches for the very first time. The pearl whispered unto my shallow beating. In the right hands, extended from a good heart, they don't see you as a broken piece, undesirable. They see you as a puzzle piece that will make them whole. And when they get a hold of you, man, you paint a beautiful masterpiece. And that I took with me. Inside my hopeful core, I can now yell from my lungs, I am a cloud. The colored one, a harlequin, like Pastor Lucian Nagornion Borealis and Ink Dandelion, not a gloomy storm hiding behind crystallized eyes. I am the gift, the loved, and the love. The fallen angel with tattered wings and broken halation, who can touch a soul in many ways, stitch it the colors of rainbows and make it ache at the same time. Just like other forms missed from heavens above, I am an imperfect creation. But I too have a heart. I have tears that roll from the eyes, a soul who is older than yesterday's. I'm not just a broken glass. I emit colorful haze. I am real. I can feel. I shed just like you. Hanpo?
Oh, my. Oh, my. Let me ask you, did you say crystallized eyes? Hiding behind crystallized eyes?
Yes.
I'm just, you know, the visual of that. Your wordplay, your word usage in this piece. Very Harlequin. I loved it. It was just a beautiful piece. Poetic.
Thanks.
Yes, mi bella, that was beautiful step. Amazing piece of artistry from your pen. And I love it. I love your work. So stop hiding. Stop hiding, okay? No more hiding.
Thank you.
La Perla.
Bye bye, La Perla.
Oh, you know what? I heard my words up in there, and the piece was beautiful, and now you got me crying a little bit. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm glad you called in. See, I wasn't going to do this, but you just took me here. That was a wonderful piece, Bella. Thank you, and I miss you, sweetie. You got to stop staying away from us. My goodness. Thank you. Oh, man.
Sorry, La Perla.
Yes, she put that special sauce on it and made it her own the way Bella does. Mi Bella, I thought it was beautiful once again, Mi Bella. And thank you. And like Van said and like Poetic said, stop hiding. Stop hiding because we missed you.
Yeah.
I missed you guys.
Okay.
You guys gave me familia.
All right. I second that. I just sent a kiss to your forehead, Bella. It should arrive by tomorrow. You'll get it in the morning.
Don't worry. I will not shower, so it will not get off of me.
Yeah, keep it on your forehead for a while. Well, we're going to sit you back there on the chair and never-ending sound, okay?
Yes, I'll be there. I'll just listen. Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, darling. Enjoy the music. One love, baby. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right. All right, that was Bella. Okay, let's see who we have coming up next in here. The lineup is all mixed up, but let's try to, you know, deal with it. Area code 240. Who do we have here?
You got
Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. My goodness. Joe, you hear what's going on up in here tonight, man?
Yeah, man. Law Talk Lady tripping, bro.
Yeah, man. You better get with your girl, boy. She acting up in here.
Yeah, I know. I've been meaning to call her, man, but you know how it is.
You better call her, bro, because she is tripping tonight. So, Joe,
she
you know what?
This
type of show right here is nothing without our brother Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, doing what he do. He's been here. He was the second one that we got to honor, the second artist that we got to honor up in here. But even you know, without that, you know, he's always here, you know, presenting to us, you know, his goods. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was something, Joe did a show here teaching. Oh, Haku, the Haku show.
Yeah, the Haku.
And I learned so much. I know I got on his nerves And the person that he brought in here to help us, I got on their nerves that night, y'all. I mean, because I wanted to learn. I really wanted to know. So I asked the most dumbest questions, and I wanted to make sure. But thank you for honoring us with that, my brother. I know you know, forget that show.
There's no such thing as a dumb question.
Yeah, it is.
No, if you don't know, you don't know.
John, verbal. What's good with you, bro?
Man, Poetic, how you doing, brother? How you doing, man? I want to get to the fellow Negra. Congratulations, Queen.
Thank you so much. Oh man, thank you for agreeing to be one of my people. Oh wow, thank you.
you can write some dope pieces, I'm telling you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad he called in because I got $2 on this man.
Damn.
We're going to see. So, my brother Joe, man, are you ready to get down? Wait, that didn't sound right. That's the wrong show. Are you ready to do your thing?
Yeah.
Hey, well, I'm going to say to you that the mic is yours.
The 14th Amendment. Where did they get that idea that all men are created equally when it clearly isn't that way? What happened to just simply saying humanity deserved a chance and treat us all as equal? At least that would have included every single one of us. I mean, who comes up with this stuff? Creating all kinds of labels to keep us separated? Judging us by gender, by size, by geographical location, by shape? Oh, man, here comes their favorite. The shades of skin we're born in. That's their favorite to attack. Especially the fine young potentially great. Those destined for making phenomenal change towards the betterment of mankind. Those are the ones they like to distort and destroy. They try to cheat us. And when they can't cheat us out of us, they try to beat us. And when they can't beat it out of us, they shoot. Because shooting seems to just end it all for them, temporarily, making us feel there's no hope in sight. But we know better, so you can kill hope. Now, I'm not singling out anyone in particular, except for those who it may apply to. Funny thing is that it may apply to someone that you know, too. Really ain't that funny when you think about it, huh? But nah, I'm talking about a particular mental space, that part that harbors hate, because they tend to our medical needs. They stand on corners. They work in offices in some of your homes, harbor that destructive hate. And all this went wrong because we tried to take God out of the equation. Tried to place him where we thought he fit best just to suit our ego. They caused all that chaos, then hide behind, we're saved by grace. See, you can't make, replace, or destroy God. He's always been here, everywhere. He's the creator, the one who creates. Where's the love, y'all? Please. All this jealousy and violence and greed and hate, it has got to stop. Because all that it does is just take. And that's from Danielle Chaney, La Perla Negra. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay, Joe. Okay, La Perla. Okay, La Perla. Poetic.
Wow. Amen. I just thought he was reading a piece, man. I didn't think that was La Perla Negra's piece. Yo. Hey, I don't know if I've ever heard that one, La Perla Negra. Did I hear that one? Have I heard that one?
Might not have. I don't think so.
Oh, my God. You got my conscious mind flowing over here. That was a dope piece. And Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, bro. Like I said, I thought he was reading his piece. Bruh, amazing work, both of you. Wow, La Perla Negra.
Thank you. Yo, Joe. You killed Pepsi. Damn. You came through with it for real. Wow. Wow. Oh, man. Yes, that's an honor. Oh, you. Just like I imagined. Oh, man. You did that. You really, really did that. Damn, you gave it more life than I ever could. Oh, man, I am so honored. Thank you so much, Joe. Man, for real.
No, thank you. Thank you down there. That
yes.
Making life for real.
I got my $2, and y'all know my cash app. Boy, like I need my money.
Keep waiting, bro.
Yeah, man, I don't know why you're so hard to do, bro. Hey, but man, hey, Joe, you brought life to that piece in a way that, you know, only Miss Curly could envision. You know, she did her thing to it as a writer, and you as a performer, man, just you know, you put a refinish to that. You rebuffed that, man, and that was beautiful, bro. That was beautiful the way you did that. I love your cadence, man. You always add that extra ingredient to your performances, and I dug it, man. That was dope.
Absolutely.
I learned that little shit from you, bro. Thank you, man.
Hey, well, thank you. Thank you, my brother. So, man, this is what's going to happen. We're going to sit you back here on the chair of what's the damn chair name again, La Perla Negra?
Serene Sound.
Okay, what she said. And hey, man, just put some headphones on and act like you don't notice.
Yeah.
All right, one love, one mic, my brother. Stick around to pick up your... We're going to need you.
Hey, got me? Hey,
for real.
Yes. Imagine something, man. Why be average when you can be wrong?
Hey.
Yeah. Joe is crazy. Nah, that came out of nowhere. Hey, thank you, my brother. Nobody, you know, I always forget myself. I don't think nobody announced that tonight, that this show is brought to you by Raw Links. I got mine. You got yours? Yeah, I think that's how poetic says it. Why be average when you can be raw? Baby.
Yeah, I'm deducting 2 points from all the hosts there, so what do you think?
Well, thank you, bro. I appreciate that, too. we can't do no deductions, but somebody else can do them. So thank
really,
you, bro.
Joe,
write that down, Danielle.
Joe, what we doing, man? Okay. If you come back, you got 10 points deducted. Next week, 10 points.
Yeah, when you come back, though, it's going to be 10 points, though. yeah, that was beautiful, bro. Thank you for that, bro. Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Joe.
Oh, man.
Hey, one love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic, my brother.
Yeah, no. On a chair of no sound or some old stuff. I don't know what Danielle said. But ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get in on this, if you don't have a piece of La Perla Negra, it's fine if you present to us one of your pieces. So don't feel nervous or anything of that nature. We're about to get into some picking up your pen. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm double tasking. What was it called? Multitasking. Yes, I'm doing that. And that's right. And so, like I said, if you would like to get on the mic just to say hello, say what's up, sing a song, tap dance, or play the violin, just press 1 on your headset and we'll get you over here. You're at the Soul Cafe, babies, and we'll be right back after this.
When will I get you alone? Waiting in this field is impossible to me, but I'll be gentle with my tone, 'cause even if I wasting time, lying here just you and I. A day forever and a day. I wonder if you feel the same way. What if I told you this could be over? I just can't bear to hear you say, let's take it steady. One day you'll let me, but not till we're ready. But ready is always too late, too late. But ready is always too late, too late. Maybe I'm just too blind to see. Yeah, jumping in so deep was irresponsible of me. What if you're all in deep? Tell me what you're going through. I'll be here to comfort you. It never feels like wasting time, sharing secrets you and I. A day forever and a day. I want you to feel the same way. What if I told you this could be over?
Screaming right there. Hey, this is your boy for real, the Poet Douglas, and this show was brought to you by Hot Turtle Soup and Catfish. Hey, I got mine. You got yours? Baby, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. La Perla Negra. Tonight we are here honoring the one La Perla Negra, Miss Pearly. We call her affectionately over here at Epiphany Radio. Miss Pearly, have you been enjoying yourself?
Immensely. Yes, I have. Man, this is
immensely,
so awesome.
Can I ask you a question, Ms. Pearly? The word you just chose to use, immensely, how many syllables would you say that is in there?
I knew you were going to ask me.
I'm going to give you three. You got 2 seconds. Van, what do you say?
Oh, I wasn't counting.
Four. I think it's four syllables. I believe it's four.
Man, do you agree?
I wasn't counting. I hesitate to disagree with Perla Negra when it comes to syllables.
I know, that's why I can't wait for your answer, though. The word was immensely.
What was the word? Give me the word again. What?
Immensely. Immensely. Immensely.
Is it immensely?
I know what
you're doing.
I know what you're doing.
You know the word.
I'm just trying to make sure because, you know, I might say it one way, somebody else might say it another way. And if somebody might lose a syllable,
even though
pronunciation of the word. Listen, you know, we're not going to
I'm sorry, y'all. Right? This is what we do. This is what we do when we're by ourselves.
See, for real, you did this shit.
If you say it slow, it's immensely. If you say it fast, it's immensely. So how many syllables is it? I should have brought Joe a verbal mind dancer in for that one. But anyway, we're not going to do this. We argue over syllables, y'all, just to let y'all know and see this. And you don't want to be involved. You don't want to be involved because somebody got very angry. Somebody got very angry that we had to call Umbrella. We had to call Umbrella. So,
yeah.
So what we're going to do right now, before we get into pins, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to allow the honored artist to deliver us one of her very own pieces. La Perla Negra, are you ready to do so?
I am.
Well, Miss Pearly, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is my love song. How can you speak so soft as if you speak straight to my soul? It's amazing that you just see me. Not my skin, my height, my weight, my house, my clothes, my hair. I thought would hide my thoughts. Strong strands of my heritage over the holes, which you once told me were little bright in the dark. But you still crept into my dreams as if I was asleep when we met. It's iconic how your love has become an everlasting sensation of insanity. You know I wrote this while looking in your eyes. Play it again. The contradiction of insanity is that I'm not looking for a different result. So if I'm not walking on clouds and counting sheep, I'm good with looking down on 9. Because my cloud is you, my cloud 9. This is my love song. It's amazing how your energy has engulfed mine every day. The imagery of your image, I imagine, has crept into my dreams as I slumber deep. But I love this beautiful disturbance. This perfect imbalance has left an everlasting imprint on my life, just as my favorite color. I quiet myself because I feel butterflies the size of eagles in my stomach. So I quiet my surroundings and my heart hears you say, play it again. And if I close my eyes in the midst of my quiet, I feel your kiss fill my life with an everlasting love. This is my love song. Mr. Peace.
Poetic.
That was beautiful. I was definitely, I was in there, closing my eyes, swaying to the cadence of your peace, the words. And the instruments that were not present, but they were present in my mind as I'm listening to this piece. So So thank you for creating this beautiful masterpiece.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you. Wow.
For real, the poet.
Yes, 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 yes. I will say this. Long strands of my heritage, psychotic insanity. You know I wrote this while looking into your eyes. I'm good at looking down on mine. Your energy has engulfed mine. Every day I quiet myself, butterflies the size of eagles. I feel your kiss. You filled my life with everlasting kiss. There were some of the things that I pick out that stuck with me. So beautiful, the pronouns, the adverbs, and the compounds that you used in this phrase. You know, your wordplay was very tremendous in this piece, girl. I love the way you bring life and add words that make other words more beautiful. You know?
Yeah.
I love it. I loved it. I thought it was dope. I thought it was
Thank
dope.
You.
And your performance as often, your cadence is wonderful. You slay me.
Thank you. Oh. You know that was that was from Pick Up Your Pen, right?
Was it now? Get
Those
the hell out of here.
Yeah. The phrases, yeah. This is my love
Get
song.
Get the snap, crackle, pop right. out of here.
Play it again.
What?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Ooh, yes. You got me on that one. See, this
uh-huh.
is what happens over here. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah, you've gotten strong over here picking up your pen. I was going to say something. I forgot what it was because I'm old. Ben, are you okay over there?
I'm fine, bro. I'm good.
Good, 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 good. Great, great, great. So, on matter of fact, shout out to our brother J-Rob, the wise son, man. Get better, man.
Oh,
y'all send some
yeah.
prayers out there to J-Rob, the wise son. He's not feeling well. I miss my brother, and I hope he's doing better. So shout out to you, my bro. We're about to pick up our pens, and I'm about to open up these mics. So if you want to partake in this, just press one, and we'll get you in here. We're about to have some real good fun. And that was dope, La Perla Negra. I forgot that was some phrases that we used here. So you snuck that one on me. That's a deduction when we get back to deducting. All right.
He get carried away with
Well,
you,
you know. You guys are too slow. You got to be quick.
Contradiction of insanity is also one of the phrases that you get.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah.
I ain't going to argue with you. I'm not going to argue with you.
There was a lot of syllables in that, Danielle. I'm surprised you didn't give away a point. I'm surprised he didn't give you a point deduction for all of the syllables as well. Even though he came
how
with
many
three.
Was it? I know how many it was. You know how many it was?
No, I told you I don't count syllables with you anymore. I'm just not going to do it.
Yo, man, you only knew how funny that sounded. Miss V, I know you're in the building. You press one and you pick up your pen, Miss VIP. That was funny, Van. That was very funny, bro. But I don't blame you because it takes a lot of energy arguing syllables with Curly.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Okay. Let's
it was
see
still
if,
on
if,
size. I don't care what you say.
I don't want to do it again. I don't want to do it.
We're not.
I'm not doing it. Nope. We're not doing it with you no more. You're not fun to play syllable count with, Miss Curly.
She even make Count Dracula don't even want to do it.
You don't even want to count no more.
He doesn't even want to do it. He just get back in his coffin and go back to sleep.
One.
I give up.
Oh, man. Oh, God. For real, did you hang up?
Oh, I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm just wiping away the tears. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you multitasking too.
Yeah. So we're about to go in. Let's see if me Bella wants to partake in this, pick up her pen. I know she may be busy. Me Bella.
Hola.
Hello, love.
Hola.
Would you like to pick up your pen with us?
I will try my best.
You will try? Okay, this will be fun. You're going to like these phrases. I'm going to pull up my book of phrases. I'm going to play some light music while we're talking. What is that song? I don't know. Okay.
Not the flight of the... Oh, okay. I put it in the flight of
I didn't give no phrases. I didn't give you the phrases. She is so... I think she's intoxicated. Okay. She's having a good time, this girl is. Okay, boys and girls. This will be a love erotica piece that you're going to be writing. Okay? And the phrases will be... These will be the phrases. Are you ready, guys? Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, are you here?
Yes, sir.
Photon torpedoes. Mm-hmm. That's the first phrase. For those of you who don't know what a photon torpedo is, it's a weapon that they use on the Starship Enterprise on Star Trek. Photon, P-H-O-T-O-N, torpedoes. Photon torpedoes. You got that, Bella?
Trying.
Okay.
Sorry.
Photon torpedoes. It's a weapon. It's like a gun. My shuttlecraft. If you don't know what a shuttlecraft is, it's also from Star Trek. It's a little ship that's they send off the big ships to go to the planets, to land on the planets. My shuttlecraft. My shuttlecraft. Okay. I think I must have been getting high when I wrote these phrases down. Yeah. The third phrase is, I'm stuck in your tractor's beam. Yeah. This is going to be a good one. Once again, we're writing about love erotica. However you choose to do that, love or erotica. I'm stuck in your tractor's beam. Okay. And the fourth phrase is, I'm seeing stars. I'm seeing stars. Now, you use these phrases at least once in this piece that you will write in any order in which you like to use them. The piece must be done by the time the song ends. Love, erotica. Everybody has the phrases? Photon torpedoes? Yes. My shuttlecraft? I'm stuck in your tractor's beam? I'm seeing stars. Pick up your pens. Thank you.
baby. Say you really love me, darling, cause I really love you, baby. Oh, I really love you, darling. Say you really love me, baby. Say you really love me, darling. Oh, cause I really love you, baby. Show me love, love you, darling.
To see what you people wrote tonight. Let's see who will be the first one. I think we should give the honor of being first to our honored artist tonight. So, Miss Pearly, let's see what you got.
Okay. The love I feel shot straight through my heart, as if shot from the stars, and I'm seeing stars. The energy I ride is like my shuttlecraft, and I'm stuck in the tractor beam. But pull me in, I'm not trying to get away. Photon torpedoes of ecstasy hit me all at once, and I happily and willingly stay in the line of fire. You are my Star Trek of love, joining in.
Okay, Miss Pearly.
Nice.
Okay, Miss Pearly. Verbal Mind Dancer, what did you think of that piece?
Hey, I thought it was quite an inventive, man. I loved it. Miss
Pearly, did she use all the phrases? I heard stuck in your tractor beam. I heard seeing stars, my shuttlecraft. Yeah, she used all the phrases. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Miss Pearly, you get the honors of calling out the next artist.
Okay, well, I'll call you.
Oh, Lord, I knew you was going to do that.
Okay.
You know what? You know what? You make me sick.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready. Yeah, okay. Who did? Whoever said that, you were. That's 10 points. All right, okay. You sounded just like Van, too. You sounded just like Van. All right. Y'all going to stop playing with me today. Okay, here we go. That was good. All right, here we go. My shuttlecraft has landed. Foreign are the stars, yet your love remains the same. You're so sexy in your spacesuit. So beautiful. When stripped down, I want to grab you, hold you, shoot my photo torpedoes in you. See, I'm stuck in your tractor's beam. I can't pull out, it seems. Heated and hot to such a degree. Mercy, I'm seeing stars as boldly I go where no man has gone before. I'm stuck in your tractor's beam. For real. Kirk out. And peace.
Poetic, what did you think of that? Because I got something to say. I'm going to see if
I
caught it, too.
I thought it was scientifically pornographic. I didn't feel any eroticism. So I'm going to have to deduct maybe just 5 points from that piece.
We're not deducting.
He said he's not deducting, but I'm deducting tonight for next week. So, yeah, 5 points.
Okay.
I have something to say before I get to – no, I'm going to hold out until Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, gives his commentary on it. What do you think, Joe?
It was – He said photo torpedoes. I thought it was photon torpedoes.
There you go. There go the 2 points I was going to deduct. Thank you.
Yeah, so
I'm
going to deduct a point from that. He also used the line that I have in my poem, which I haven't read yet. I don't know how he did that. But that's another 5 points.
Y'all crazy. Y'all really getting carried away. Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
Once
yes,
you hear my
yes,
poem, you understand why I'm angry. But
okay.
He
y'all really
job,
playing
he
tonight.
That. Actually,
yes,
Too fake.
He definitely missed out on the word, though.
Root canal.
It was indeed the word. Photon that we were supposed to use, and he did use foco very strongly too. And he said photos at that. He made a plural at that.
Yeah,
so yes, I'm going to do a 2 point deduction for that. Other than that, I thought the piece was very creative. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you.
I will remember these things. I will remember these things. Mm-hmm. Van hasn't gone yet, so it's cool. Mm-hmm. All right, I remember. I ain't even argue with you guys. I accept what you call. All right, let's see. All right, it's time for Miss Bella.
Okay, so I thought, hell, I don't even know what photon torpedoes look like, but, I will take everything, even if I have to ride on that. Can I ride on it?
Yes, you can, all night long.
You feel like naked, laid behind the clouds. I'm seeing stars. I'm seeing my dream. I'm seeing you, wiping my inhibitions away, doing the dream we both murmur. I'm stuck. I'm stuck in your tractor beams like magnets from the galaxy, and all I wanted is you, even though I don't know the phrases written in here. I'm that loca, and only for you, only with you now. Let's go to the shuttlecraft like two tractor beams stuck in the beaming stars. Sorry, I don't know the tractor thingy.
Are you finished?
I don't know the phrase.
Are you finished, Bella? It was nice, though, Bella. You did good, though, Bella, for not knowing what the hell we talking about. You know, it was beautiful. It was very funny, I tell you that. You're going to have to Google it after the show.
I Googled the other thing with the tractor beams. I Googled it. And sorry. And then the shuttle thingy.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have gave that one.
It's all right. It's all right. We all had that little mix-up in the week when we first came to pick up your pen. We all had to learn.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Okay. So, Bella, who do you choose to say that piece next? You got Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, and you have Poetic.
How about Joe? Hi, Joe.
Hey, Bella, how you doing, Queen?
I'm stuck with Oton or whatever.
But thanks for not being scared anyway, Bella.
I like that you're going to maybe you want to join NASA for some reason. But anyway, yeah.
Okay. Joe, before you get into your piece, I'm going to need you to, you can barely be heard, bro. I'm going to need you to speak up a little bit or get closer to your mic.
Okay. We'll do, hold up. Let me check my phonology here. All right. Is that better?
That's good, bro.
Okay, cool. So here we go. Your photon torpedoes woke up my libido. My shuttlecraft landed inside. I'm stuck in your tractor's beam. I'm seeing stars. I hide deep in your planetary corona. All my tiny tribbles are swimming that long fallopian road. I won't go where no man has gone before. Uranus is a planet, though. So sit the Milky Way and avoid the little alien that spill forth without a spacesuit. Damn, you play a nice flute. But hey, what's up with that green ass? Kirk out. I'm seeing stars.
Yo. Yo. I see what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah.
Uranus is a planet. Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then he had the nerve to say Kirk out.
Kirk out.
Well, we come from the same era.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you some information on photon torpedoes, Bella.
God.
Oh boy, that was funny, Joe. I dug that. Poetic, what did you think of it?
Oh man, I thought it was dope, Joe. I loved it, man. I loved it. I love that line with Uranus, bro. I love that.
And he came out with such passion. He came up with such passion.
Yes, he did. But Uranus is a planet.
I don't know what made him think of that. That was dope. All right, so Joe, you're going to call out the last person, bro. I tried to hold it.
Go with it. Do your thing, brother.
All right, so. I wanted to land my shuttlecraft on her moon, 'cause her love made me see stars in her chocolate typhoon. The heat of her body temperature launched my photon torpedoes. She was putting her hands down my speedos. I yelled, baby, I'm stuck in your tractor's beam. And I badly wanted to be beamed up so it would seem, as my mind was telling me no and my body saying yes, so I told her to undress. But allow me to take off your dress as I kiss and nibble on your delectables, and we would kiss this elegant life together matching syllables. So come closer and rest your head upon my chest as we sip on each other's melanin all night while moaning and yelling all sorts of love whispers, erotically soothing our desires under the covers. Baby, I'm seeing stars. Baby, I'm seeing stars. In peace.
Yo,
oh,
I'm gonna call cheat. I'm gonna call cheat.
You call cheating all the time.
I'm gonna call cheat.
Tell me, love and erotic, boy, you was in my wheelhouse, bro.
Now I want you to bring back the part where you speak on photon torpedoes.
Sure. The heat of her body temperature launched my photon torpedoes. She was putting her hands down my speedos.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Bella, what did you think of that piece?
See, that's the thing. If you know what you're talking about, then you can create something so damn beautiful like them. But with me, I don't even know the words, so I'll just go with it. And I Googled it and helped me. But you helped me realize what is it about. And I was playing visualization in my head while you're doing it. Damn, I didn't know that it was like that. Thank you very much for the imagination.
Damn, I didn't know.
I thought we were talking about, like, you know, swarm of stars swirling around the galaxy. Since it was talking about the shuttlecraft and so on. So, yeah, that's a different kind of swarm of stars.
Yo, but you did good, though. Yeah. All right, that was funny. Okay, y'all. What we're gonna do? We're gonna do a old one. We're gonna bring an old one back. It's not that old. Okay, we're gonna bring an old one back. This is romance. The first phrase is he or she. If you're female, you say he. If you're male, you say she. Painted me He or she painted me. Okay. The second phrase is, phrases are messing up. Unblemished, beautiful colors. Unblemished, beautiful colors. The third phrase is, love is a rainbow. Love is a rainbow. And the last and fourth phrase is, paint me. No cheating, Van.
Man, please. You're giving me romance, bro.
I just wanted to anger you so that you could, I can throw you off a little bit.
Umbrella.
Yeah. Paint me. Paint me is the fourth phrase. You have the phrases, mi bella?
Yes, sir.
Any questions?
None, sir.
Okay. Pence.
Girl, let me hold you tight.
your pens down. Put your pens down. Baby, baby. All right. Miss Pearly, you're going to call out the first person, and it better not be me.
All right, all right. The first person will be Bella.
Oh, okay. So he painted me in abstraction like dandelions in the sky. He took me away and he untangled my tainted roots with unblemished, beautiful colors, showered me with kaleidoscope. He is mi amor, and I am his. His luciernaga in the sky, love. Love is the rainbow, the mirrored cathedral etching. He is mine. Beautiful colors of sun rays, and me, I am his, mind and soul. My body is out of town. Thank you, La Perla.
Well, you always paint such a beautiful picture. Yeah. I love that.
Mm.
For real?
I did, too. I thought that was beautiful as well, so serene. Like you said, she painted a picture. It's kind of funny we use the word painted, you know, but she did. She painted a picture, and her cadence and her tone always helps in her delivery of the way she delivers her pieces is so easy to accept. I thought that was beautiful, Bella. I thought it was.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Bella, you get to pick the next person.
For real?
Yeah. Did she say for real?
She did.
Bella, you're hanging with Miss Pearly too much right now.
Bella,
say, okay.
Mike is yours.
Ooh, I'm going to get you back. All right. Okay, Miss Bella, this is for you, my love. Painted me just the way that I wanted her to paint me. She spray painted me with hands, her tiny fingers gently, leaving traces of unblemished, beautiful colors, highlighting my manhood sensually, painting me, strumming me, killing me softly as she paints me. Dipped her brush of love in a bucket of raw love as she painted me with colors so beautiful. Love's a rainbow. Keep on painting me, yo. And don't forget to paint my photon torpedoes in peace.
Really glad.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I said photon.
Yeah, you did. You
did. Yeah,
I want my 2 points back. I want my 2 points back.
Oh, we don't. When do we give points? Nah, we'll have a corporate meeting about that. Nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I choose poetic.
All right. Love is a rainbow that I'd love to taste just so I know why she painted me in the emotions of her masterpiece. She created so many unblemished, beautiful colors in her release of why she needed to paint me. Her radiance of life was so heavenly, I couldn't help but fall in love with her expression above all, of exactly how and why I made her heart beat faster, crashing the oils and acrylics of satisfying fulfillment with no disaster. Just an amazing opportunity to create imagery of unity, carefully tracing each line of ambition, bringing out joy to fruition. She just wanted my colors. She just wanted them forever. No other palette will do. Her love and color for me is so true. I love you. I love you. In peace.
Yo.
You going in tonight. Ooh. Ooh. Hey.
That was beautiful. Oh, my God. Somebody's muffled.
Yo, that was dope. That was dope.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. Appreciate
you. You got to call him out, Poetic.
Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, my bro.
All right. She painted me with unblemished, beautiful colors. Love is a rainbow, so paint me green so I can envy my own love for you. Blue is never present on a palette of love. Color me a hue beyond the spectrum of light. Creamy pinks and flush flesh. Pretty brown areolas. Have you ever kissed a rainbow? Have you ever tasted Skittles? Different color skins, and I'm in there churning that beautiful butter that's seeping. I'm going in deep in that black hole. Sweet licorice for your soul. She painted me with the love, unblemished, beautiful colors. Love is a rainbow. Paint me green so I can envy my own love for you. Peace.
Wow.
Wow.
Yo. You know what? I want to say this. The Joe, with the way he comes out the gate with his pieces, you know, he kind of scared me that last time. But when he just charges out. You know what I'm saying? He just charges out. He's going to hurt somebody.
Yeah,
he's going to poke an eye out.
Okay.
He's going to poke an eye out with his paintbrush. But I thought that was dope. I thought that was clever. Yeah, I thought that was clever. We lost Bella. I believe we lost Bella. But I thought that was clever. Anybody else?
Yeah, I thought that was clever.
I did. I liked it. He did. He came straight through the door, like kicked the door open on you and make you sit straight up and say, okay. Interesting. Very nice. Very, very nice.
Thank you. How you feeling, Don? Yeah, how you think about this evening with your poetry and all that? How you feel?
Oh, man, I'm tickled. Bella made me cry. I said I wasn't going to cry, and she did. I was already emotional listening to y'all do my pieces because I have never, ever heard another person do my pieces. And y'all made them your own. Each and every one of you that I signed pieces to, I just knew I was doing the right thing by giving y'all the pieces that I gave y'all. Man, I'm tickled here. I love it. And I love y'all for doing them. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for, trust me with your work. So appreciate you. Absolutely.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
For real.
For real, you still multitasking?
Yo.
Yeah, very
yes.
Distracted. Very distracted.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, yeah.
Okay. We got some stragglers up in here. Let me see what's going on over here. Area code 815. Who do we have here?
Tina Storm.
Hey. Happy Monday.
Oh, that was me for real. That
okay.
That was me.
That was you. Okay. Oh, damn.
Gina,
oh, that was you? Oh, Dan, you're getting good at that.
Oh,
no.
Damn.
I still hear my voice.
Ooh, that's hard.
Hold on. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm about to hang up. Like, was that me? Because I ain't said nada.
Wow.
Oh.
Hey, Gina.
Wow.
All right. And we have another caller.
I swear, I was like, what happened? Did he just say this
All right.
Was you, girl? Oh, my God.
No, I'm Here, Monday. Van, I don't know what he was even talking about.
Van,
area code 501. Area code 501.
Happy Monday.
Monday.
Hey.
What's going on, brother?
Y'all started the party without me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. the pick up the kid portion has been sounded superb.
Monday. I don't know what you're doing. I said
okay.
On Friday.
Wow.
All right.
You came,
well, look.
You came to chill and I came to show up. We different.
Chilling.
Yeah, Van, you got me on that one, though, boy. I'm going to remember that. We're going to do one more, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, welcome. I'm glad you guys made it in here. We had some issues and had to reschedule the show, so you guys are able to come in. We're going to do this final one. It's an old one I'm going to bring back, and this should be fun. Let me see. Uh-oh. Anyway. I'm sorry, I'm almost reading private messages out loud. Okay, he, she made love. Okay, here we go. This is the first phrase. Depending on what sex you are, use the other one. He or she made love like a zombie. Missionary.
Oh, God. This is the third time we're using this. All right.
Danielle, I just said it's an old one. It's a commando night for love. Matter of fact, erase that. Erase that. Miss Pearly just gave me a toothache. Erase that. We're going to do this. We're going to do champagne, a butcher's knife, tears of a clown.
Wait, is this all one phrase or what? What's this? Is this one
right.
phrase?
A broken heart.
Is
there are four
some,
phrases.
Is one, okay.
First one is champagne.
Which is okay. Nice.
Phrase number two.
A butcher's knife.
Number three.
Tears of a clown.
And number four.
And broken heart. Pick up your pens.
Hey girl, the boy, superstar DJ. Here we go.
Somebody say ho. Now somebody, anybody, everybody, scream! things your way. I had to go astray. Oh, why was I such a fool? Now I see that the grass is greener. Is it too late for me to find my way home? How could I be so wrong?
Leaving me all alone.
Negra, who you want to select to go first?
I guess I'll pick the Johnny Come Lately. Gina and Jay, y'all participate in this?
At the same time.
All right, well, I'll pick Jay. Go ahead.
All right. Tears of a Clown. Came apart with a butcher's knife into a broken heart. This is my death. Pops the cork, champagne dreams, bubbly and effervescent. As she christens her departure, as she walks out of my life, leaving me weak and hobbled on streets of cobble and houses of glass. Full of laughter, drowning out my tears of shame and regret. I have reached the end of my rope for the love of you. A butcher's knife to the heart. Came apart when the butcher entered and broke my heart. In peace.
Wow.
Wow, just Jay. Yeah, man.
Thank you, bro. Thanks, sis.
That was dope. That was all right.
Was.
Man. Like that.
That was
Gina Stone.
Is that me?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
So, the butcher's heart gutted me. All of my innards had been spilled outside of my body. There was a why. On my chest. He opened me up and exposed everything inside of my body between my breasts. wasn't angry. I just realized it was what it was. It was that champagne that bubbled to the and let me know that he was the one for me eternally. So all I had to do was say he wasn't trying to kill me. The situations that I ended up in was just peace. So I just simply laid down and allowed him to do that. It was an autopsy. I understood the forensics. He didn't want me to live. He saw my life no value, so he had to end it. It's okay, because I knew what he intended to do right away. What he did was throw forth the bubbles from the champagne, let me know that my life didn't mean a thing. He flooded me, and on the table, he left all of my innards to be weighed so that he could do an autopsy on my body. I passed away in peace.
Wow. Beautifully said. Beautifully said. But I love it. Who's next, La Perla Negra?
Let's go with Bella. Oh, that's right. Her fall dropped, isn't it? All right, we're going to go with Joe, the verbal mind.
All righty then. Champagne, a butcher's knife, tears of a clown, a broken heart. What kind of table setting is this? I came here to be comforted, and you suggesting I kill her? Trust me, I wanted to. But broken hearts mend. Let the next clown cry. Let the next heart mend. You're my go-to whenever I go through some shit. Pop the cork and let's get to work. I'll use a butcher knife to slice the bread. You always did like giving head in the kitchen. To be wed, I was wishing, but listen. Let's do it again. Peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about, Joe. Nice little twist on that one.
Mm-hmm.
At least in the kitchen.
At least in the kitchen, yes, sir.
All right, Poetic, I think it's your turn.
All right. I had a bottle of champagne ready. A steak I cut up with a butcher's knife. It was a little bloody, but little did I know. I'd be weeping tears of a clown with no room to know exactly how my planned romantic night would end with a broken heart, right? So I wish this pain would end. It all started because she was just a friend. And that's that piece.
Hey, somebody give that man some flowers. Goddamn, bro.
Damn. Man, you come in strong tonight. Oh. Wow. That was beautiful. Man.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Joe. Appreciate you.
Wow.
La Perla La Negra, I believe you're next.
My very, very short piece. As I sipped my champagne, shedding tears of a clown, I held the butcher's knife, contemplating using it on him. But I don't want to go to jail. I did believe it would mend my broken heart. So hurt. That's that piece.
Wow, my God. Okay, okay.
Everybody know not to fuck with your ass.
Right, right, right. Beautiful piece, La Perla. Nice. Beautiful piece.
Thank
you.
That was nice.
So, wait, I don't even know if for real listen. You think he's listening? Well, I don't care anyway. Hold
I
on,
think
hold
he
on.
Is.
Well, what it do, what it do, what it do, baby, baby. Listen, listen, listen. Listen. I need to know upon tonight, how did y'all feel about picking up your pen?
Let me tell you something, man. The length of the song, man, really gave people a good chance to really you put some good stuff out there, man. I like the length of the song. It was, you could really get down with the, with those few lines, man. So thank you for that, man.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, because I didn't want any cheating going on, because we have some cheaters. They will be, we all know who the cheaters are.
I wasn't just talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about, bro.
Absolutely. But Just Jay, you came a little late to the party, so you missed the first three phrases. So you have some homework to do, and I hope you get it done. But what about you, my brother? How did you feel about Pick Up Your Pen?
Just Jay, get your whole life.
Whatever, man. It was all right. Hey, man, I got people shooting at me, man. And then you know what I really like? Hey, Danielle, you are a fantastic writer, young lady.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Already, he's trying to get some extra points for next week. Gina Storm, you arrived. Miss Monday arrived to the party. How did you feel about Pick Up Your Pen tonight?
Okay, the wonderful thing about being Monday is this. I have a show that I host prior to this installment. So when I show up, I'm not late. I'm on time. The reality of mine, here's the thing. There are a lot of people who cheat. I'm not one of them. So what I do is bring myself authentically to the mic. I wanted to share the piece that was given to me by La Perla Negra, but I was tardy. So what can I do?
Well, here's what you can do. Here is what you can. I can't get a word in. Let me get a word in. Thank you very much.
Let me find out.
All right. So here's what you can do, Miss Monday, a.k.a. Gina Storm. Please go ahead and give La Perla Negra your piece. Alrighty, did she go back on mute?
I was mutating. So La Perla Negra gave me a piece that I thought was bigger than me. And all I could think was, oh my God, I can't do that piece. But the reality is this. I may have just defecated on Just Jay. But the reality is this. He is an ally to me in poetry. So the reality is he helped me break down the piece so that I could spit it for all of you this evening. And I wanted to do so because I was late and tardy due to the fact that I had to host my own show. So all I'd like to do now is to pay homage to La Perla Negra because she sent me a beautiful piece and all I could think was, oh my God, can I do that? And she had the confidence in me to make that a reality. And that's what I love about picking up our pen and making sure that we can bring other people's poetry to life. Because a lot of times, y'all know me because I'm on the mic and I'm freestyling. The reality is this. I have to be able to elevate myself to a place where I see and receive poetry from other people. So I got this piece from Danielle Chaney, aka La Perla Negra. And she, my thought is this, she trusted me the possibility to give her this piece to the best of my ability. And I'm not trying to just give it to her. I want to give it to her, Gina Storm. So, I love you, my sister, and I'm happy that you are being featured this evening. And the piece that I'm going to spit is one that you wrote, but
you entrusted me with. So, this is it. To the best of my ability. I'm sorry, y'all. I feel like, you know what? When I do other people's poetry, you know what I feel like? I feel like I'm stepping outside of myself. This is me being transparent, stepping outside of myself and giving you a piece that was written by La Perla Negra and entrusted with me to do the best that I could with it. This is that piece. It's entitled Healthy Selfishness. Sometimes when we are on the journey to find that balance in life, that missing element, we will encounter a person that embodies a lot of those things that we are looking for. But in the same instant, that person may come with emotional woundings as well. And as a result of that, their presence in our life can be come and go as a state, like love in waves, as if they give you attention in installments, breadcrumbs, so to speak. And yes, inconsistency, and sometimes as simple as love sucks. Not that they have bad intentions, but perhaps they still are healing, learning from how to love. Because when it's given like that, it's control. So you can either nurture this behavior to help them grow through what they've been going through, or you can simply go. Just remember that happiness is your birthright. It's an inside job. It's your job to heal others. You can't heal them. Nobody can heal you. And what you need to do is be a guiding light. Don't go down in the dark hole that is with them, but be a frequency in which you want to attract and make sure that you don't see yourself through the eyes of those who don't value you. Know your worth, even if they don't. In peace.
All right, all right, Tina Storm. Thank you so much. La Perla Negra, how'd you feel about Tina reading that piece?
Thank you, Gina. You did a wonderful job. And I appreciate you coming in here and doing it for me. Even though you was late, I'm so damn glad that
it
you made it.
It was killing my soul. I was like, oh, my God, if I spit this piece, I'm going to cry because it resonates with who I am.
Oh, well, thank you. You did a wonderful, wonderful job. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I'm honored to be in a position to spit your poetry. Perla Negra, Daniel Cheney, that piece spoke volumes to me. Who I am as a person and a poet. Thank you. I appreciate that. Poet Meadows, thank you for having me on the mic tonight. And,
oh, thank you for being here as always.
Bro, the poet, you know on Monday I had to show up and show out.
Absolutely, absolutely. It would not be a Monday without Gina Storm. Mutating.
Thank you.
In the background. All right, all right. We're going to go to Just Jay. Just Jay.
Oh. Hey, La Perla Negra, has it been like this all night long?
What? Has it been like what?
As far as the poetry, people reciting your pieces.
Oh, they made it their own. You got, oh, man, I'm trying to tell you. I don't have the words to express it. They did such an awesome job. Every single one of them came in here and made those pieces their own. And they went beyond what I thought they were going to sound like. I mean, they did an amazing job with each one.
Was it kind of scary? Letting people grab your pieces like that?
It was.
All right.
But I had confidence in everybody, and they did an amazing job.
All right. So how do you feel now? Do you feel any different as a poet after hearing your stuff twisted around to other people's cadence and flair and all of this? How do you feel about that?
I was flabbergasted actually hearing my words. I'm like, damn, did I say that? I wrote the
right. Wow. That's what Pharrell had said too.
Man, yo, it was so decent, so awesome I've ever had. Man, I loved it.
All right. Hey, you are a hell of a writer. I'm about to go ahead and get into this piece.
Thank you.
The name of this piece right here is called A Ghosted Heart. Switch over my. A ghosted heart. For so long, her heart was a ghost town. The only occupant was the sound of the wind. A wind so strong that even hope couldn't take up residence. You see her scars, but you were not there when she got cut. Although you understand pain, you would never know how much healing it took. She bears those scars because her love was always higher than her ego, and she gave understanding and consideration for his feelings, and that's greater than any conflict that may ensue.